I think sometimes we can get this idea in our head that everything has to be a certain level. Everything has to be six figures. There has to be multi-six figures. There has to be seven figures. And it's like, when you start building out a lot of ways for money to flow to you, then there's no pressure on any one channel to have to hit a certain amount. And that's a really nice feeling. It's nice to not move from need and to not move from pressure. Exactly 6 years ago today, I went to my midwife appointment. We both agreed that probably baby was going to be in my belly for a bit longer. And that evening, on a full moon, when my husband was getting ready to leave the house to go to a game night, I was like, I don't think you can leave. And I had so much back pain. I was in back labor with my little guy, JJ. It's his sixth birthday today. So I labored at home. I remember rolling around on my birthing ball for like the longest time and then transferring into the tub and laboring there for a long time and pushing what felt like forever, being completely convinced that he was just never going to come out. It's like, he is my second. And with Faye, I knew like, oh, if I push hard, she'll come out. Like it still hurt. It was still hard for sure. But I just knew she was going to come out. And with him, turns out he was sort of like malpositioned. He was face up instead of face down. But I was just like, oh, okay. He's just never going to come out and I'm just going to die trying and that will be okay because then at least I won't be in this pain. So the places your mind goes. But then of course he did come out and he's here with us now and he is 6 years old and he is such a little light in the world. Freaking love him so, so, so much. We put out like big balloons last night. So he woke up and had like the big number six balloon. Everything's video game themed this year. I got him a shirt, a video game themed shirt that says like level six unlocked. Awesome since 2018. He got to open one present from his sister and he opened a present from one of his grandmas this morning. And we just have a fun day of festivities planned when he gets home from school and then more little festivities tomorrow. So celebrating my little man and just like what a gift it is to be his mom and how incredible motherhood has been. And it was with him where I went out on maternity leave from my corporate job and never went back. So we're marking 6 years now of full-time entrepreneurship, which also feels so significant. And I will tell you, quitting the corporate job was the scariest thing I've ever done. And I didn't know how it was all going to work. And I was afraid to buy my own car. I was afraid for us to have to pay for our own health insurance. We had a few clients lined up for our brand new agency, but there was no team. It's just Jeff and I doing it and kind of trying to figure it out as we went. And some of our first clients, like we were talking to a Chinese factory owner that we had known for a long time, and he wanted to start a brand and he was out here for meetings and we paid somebody to be a translator for us for the day and to hang out with us. And like, it was such a far cry from where we're at now in our agency and the types of clients that we work with. But you have to start somewhere. And that was what starting somewhere looked like for us. And I took so many meetings and calls and did so much work with my little baby JJ strapped to my chest. I remember driving up to the valley to meet with a potential agency client who did end up signing with us. And I brought him. And on the one hand, I wrestled with like it feeling a little bit unprofessional to be bringing a newborn to a meeting. And also the part of me that felt like this is who I am and this is the phase of life that I'm in. And if a client doesn't like that, then they're not the right client for us. And I also just really wanted to step into like more new paradigm motherhood where you can be a CEO, you can be making, you know, boss moves, and you can be breastfeeding a baby, and you don't have to like hide those two things or compartmentalize your life in the same way that women used to have to do and many women still have to do. And so that's just a little glimpse into like what it looked like in those early days and what it looked like to do it scared and to do it without knowing what we were doing. And here we are, fast forward 6 years later, and we've had essentially the last 3 years have been million-dollar years. It's like pretty fucking incredible. You could not, if you told me 6 years ago that that's what this was going to turn into, and oh, by the way, I would then be fully out of the business. So it would feel like passive income to me because I would have launched a business coaching women entrepreneurs and just get to do the thing I love the most in the world every day. I just never could have believed that. I never could have believed it. And there were plenty of times over the last 6 years where it felt like things weren't happening fast enough. In fact, they were happening slow. And yet, now I look at it and I'm like, 6 years is nothing to have accomplished all of that. It's nothing. So it's really amazing how things can feel slow or stagnant in the moment. And then it's not until hindsight where you realize how fast you actually did get all of those results. So I am here to record February celebrations and stretches. February absolutely flew by. I mean, it's traditionally a short month, although, you know, we got the leap day this year, but we had a fair bit of travel that just like really made it fly by. So the first weekend in February, the kids and I flew to New Mexico and the kiddos stayed with my parents and my sister. And I drove to Santa Fe to spend a goddess weekend with one of my soul sisters that I met in Egypt. And it was so incredible. It was such divine freaking timing because she's writing a book right now. I'm writing my book. I was under the delusion of thinking that I was almost done with my rough draft. And her, without even reading it, was like, you need to weave more of your story in. It needs to be more of you. And like, she just gave me a lot of different perspective. And one of the things that I really value about her, she's an incredible film director as well, is that she has such high standards for quality and like what the final product is. And she's just not willing to take any shortcuts in the process that would affect the quality. And one of my gifts is efficiency and like finding shortcuts. And I get a lot done, but it's like, there's no rush on this book. There's no rush. And I would rather it be good than get it out quickly and have it be a lesser quality. So it was right on time. It was like the message I needed to hear right when I needed to hear it. And so grateful that God is my executive assistant, like that universe is always scheduling things for me far beyond what I can ever imagine, because this trip was scheduled for months and months and months. But of course, when I get there, it's the exact conversation I needed to have when I needed to have it. And same for her. Like, there are some really incredible things happening in her business, and I was able to guide her to ways of monetizing it and creating the offers that her audience is really going to want as she's releasing some of her research, and such beautiful synergy. And then the following weekend, we were at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, and that really probably needs its own podcast episode. Just being a match for that level of wealth, hanging out with high rollers all weekend in just the most magical and serendipitous happenings. It was really so incredible. And it just felt like such a weekend of receiving and receiving and receiving. And of course, it was really, really fun. The game was great. The whole nine. It was incredible. So we're talking about like 2 weeks of like Friday through Monday travel. And then the following weekend was President's Weekend. So the kids had Friday and Monday off of school. So they had sports on Saturday. And then we left after that to drive up into the mountains to go to one of my best friend's houses. And so the kids and I had a ski weekend with her and her kiddos, which was so great. We had like a day on the mountains where you're too hot in your coat, so you're just skiing in your sweatshirt. The sun is shining. It's gorgeous. The snow conditions were amazing. All the kids were having fun and continuing to get so much better themselves, but also more independent in their, you know, like they just didn't need me as much, which made it more fun for me to ski as well. And I got bestie time in the mountains, which was great and so needed. And after we made the kids dinner one night, we went out for a long walk and we're just talking about investments and vision and what we're dreaming into. And those are just the soul-filling conversations that I absolutely love. So 3 long weekends in a row, all of which included travel. And then my nephew, who is a sophomore at University of Michigan, it's his college spring break. So he flew out here with his girlfriend, who we got to meet for the first time. And they've been staying with us for the last week. And they leave tonight on a red eye. Then I'm going to Phoenix for a couple days for a conference. And then next week, we have a different niece who is also on her college spring break who's coming out to visit. So it's just our calendar is so full and I'm so fucking grateful for it. Like, this is the life of my dreams. It's what it looks like to have time freedom and financial freedom. And the fact that we're able to navigate it without it feeling too stressful and mostly just feeling really fun is a testament to just how far we've come. And so I don't like using the word busy. And anytime that's like the lazy word that my brain wants to choose, I get intentional about choosing a different word because that's very rarely the word that actually describes it. And so often you'll hear me say, our calendar is so full. And then I make sure to say, we've chosen this and we love it, because people interpret it as another way of saying like, oh, you're busy. And it can be misinterpreted as a little bit of like victim mentality, you know, like, oh, we're so busy and the kids have this and we're always running around. And it's like, there's zero victim here. Like, we chose and we said yes to every single thing that's on our calendar. And we're really, really grateful for it. And we love it. And what a fucking life. Like, what a life. So February just absolutely flew by. Some other highlights. Let's see. I've been finding some new modalities and some new coaches that I'm feeling really expanded by. And so that's been fun. I made some epic upgrades to Money Wound Medicine. So jump in now, hint, hint, link in the show notes. I listened to a podcast. It was a Manifestation Babe podcast where she had on the founder of, I don't know what her company is called, but her Instagram handle is Glucose Goddess. And there were some really great tips in there about how to like not spike your insulin, which wasn't something I ever even knew about or cared about until I listened to this podcast episode and felt so inspired. The little changes felt so easy and I sent it to Jeff and he was on board. And so we've made some simple changes to our diet over the past few weeks that have felt really phenomenal. So I'm celebrating that. I've been exploring some new passive income investments. So that feels really great. Oh my gosh, you know what isn't even on my list but needs to be is we bought a freaking timeshare. We bought a timeshare this month. And I'll share more about that later because we bought it secondhand and we're using it as an investment strategy and we're still in escrow on it. So we haven't taken possession yet, but I can't believe I almost didn't share that because it wasn't on my little list of things that happened this month. But that is going to be a new source of passive income that I'm really excited about. I hired a copy editor for my book. I hired a cover designer for the book. And it's just coming right along and feeling so freaking exciting. I also sold my first pre-order of the book, which was a sneaky little sale that I did and felt so fun. I'm going to write that on my list too so I can remember it for later. I can't believe this book is going to be birthed into the world this year. Yes, 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 yes. And Elevate, our agency, has been getting so many leads, so many new clients that want to work with us. And Jeff was sharing with me that we're over $80,000 a month in retainers, which is amazing because we also do a revenue share with our clients. So it's like if you've got the $80,000 locked in with retainers, then of course you're going to be over and above that with revenue share and one-off things, et cetera. So that's a really exciting milestone to be essentially at $1 million just in recurring revenue. And we're up majorly year over year compared to last January. So that's super full. I guess it's February, but last January and last February. Okay, stretches. I definitely felt like my ads weren't working this month, and it was like kind of a bummer. Like I was having fun testing things, but then I didn't really feel like anything hit the way that I've been wanting it to hit, given that I've been testing stuff now for probably like 70 days, something like that. So I was feeling a little discouraged. And then I was also struggling with the rule of one, which if you didn't listen to a previous podcast, go back and you'll see there's a podcast, I don't know, probably 5 episodes ago called The Rule of One. And it's me talking about being laser focused on just selling money wound medicine. But what I started to notice was like my energy starting to drop around just the one thing and wanting to feel a little bit more like a mover and shaker, like a little bit more activity was happening in the business and more sales coming in and people just having like different pathways of getting started working with me. And so I kind of had to do some introspection around like how much am I committing to the rule of one versus how much am I going to listen to just kind of my intuition and what I know about myself and my business, and kind of settled on maybe like more of a 70-30. And technically, that would be so like against the rules and the rule of one. And so there's a part of me, like the good girl, the people pleaser, whatever, that's like, oh, I'm not doing it right. But I didn't go into this business to follow the fucking rules. And so I've tried it, and I'm not going to say it didn't work. I do believe that it works, but also I know my own energy. I know as a manifesting generator that like it feels good to be in momentum. And when it doesn't feel like momentum, then I need to make some adjustments. And so I just let myself like run a little sail on different things. And I'm just finding my own way. It's probably too soon for me to give any like recap, because there's also been some incredible things that have happened from following the rule of one that I've been taking note of too. So just I'll record a full episode on that at a certain point. Okay. So the numbers for February were 11,509 for coaching, 84,288 for the agency, which I think is low, but we don't have the final numbers yet, for a total of 95,797. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We receive more, please. And this year, my intention has been easy wealth. And it's been really fun to start looking at more passive income opportunities and even setting my business up in a more passive way. Like, I know that my business could be making more money right now if I were doing things the way that I used to do them, but that way was more time intensive for me. And because I set the intention for easy wealth this year, it's like everything is kind of going through that litmus test or that filter. So it's like, yeah, could I do something to bring in some cash? Huh? Yeah. Does that thing feel like easy wealth? And a lot of the times the answer has been no. And this month was mostly freaking play, like, and travel. So it's pretty incredible. I'm so grateful that we've had this level of pretty steady, I don't want to say fully passive because I'm very plugged into my coaching business, but I didn't have to sell anything new in order to make 11 grand. And the profit margins are through the roof, and it's not my only source of income. And so I think sometimes we can get this idea in our head that everything has to be a certain level. Everything has to be 6 figures. There has to be multi-six figures. There has to be 7 figures. And it's like when you start building out a lot of ways for money to flow to you, then there's no pressure on any one channel to have to hit a certain amount. And that's a really nice feeling. It's nice to not move from need and to not move from pressure. And I continually remind myself like what a gift it is that I get to build this coaching business the way that I want to, and I get to evolve with it, and I get to look at what easy wealth will look like in this business, and that I get to do that because we have the agency. And what a gift the agency has been to be so steady and so supportive in the ways that it generates income so that there's not all this like insane pressure on my coaching business. So That's February. It is over. It is March 1st today as I'm recording this. And I think we got a pretty quick turnaround. So you'll be getting it into your hands, into your earbuds very soon. If you had anything that you were really celebrating from February, please slide into my DMs, share it with me. I would love to hear and I would love to celebrate with you. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It makes really such an incredible difference. I can't believe still that it's a top 3% global podcast. And this year, my goal is that we make it a top 1% global podcast. So you listening, subscribing, sharing the episodes with a friend, reviewing it, like all those things make an incredible difference. So thank you for your support of this show. And I will talk to you soon.
Listeners like you have made this a top 3% global podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and leave a review. I also love hearing listener feedback. So feel free to slide into my DMs on Instagram at mmakesmoney. If you would like to explore hiring me as your money healer and business mentor, hit the link in the show notes or head to explore.emilywilcox.com. Until next time, I'm sending you all the magic money vibes on your joyous path to millions.